Thanks for joining us. I'm Katie Weaver.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. It is President Donald Trump's final day in the White House. As the president prepares to leave Washington, D.C., his party's most prominent member is placing blame on him for the deadly riot at the Capitol. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said Tuesday the mob was fed lies and that the president provoked those intent on overturning the election. McConnell also vowed a safe and successful inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden on Wednesday. His statements come as the Senate presses ahead on President Trump's second impeachment trial and starts confirmation hearings on the president-elect's cabinet. President-elect Biden gave an emotional farewell to his home state of Delaware Tuesday afternoon at his last stop before heading to Washington, D.C., the day before he's sworn in as the 46th president of the United States. He said, "I'll always be a proud son of the state of Delaware." The president-elect spoke at the National Guard headquarters in Delaware, named for his late son, Beau. He said, "It's deeply personal that our next journey to Washington starts here, the place that defines the very best of who we are as Americans." Biden gave farewell remarks to about 100 people, including numerous Delaware elected officials and members of Biden's family. He's leaving Wilmington via plane Tuesday afternoon and will appear at a memorial for COVID-19 victims at the Lincoln Memorial in the evening. President Trump is expected to spend his last full day in office issuing pardons and granting clemency to as many as 100 people. According to people briefed on the ongoing discussions, the clemency list is expected to include names familiar to the American public and people connected to him. This is VOA News. The United States has formally labeled the Chinese government's policies targeting ethnic Uyghur Muslims and other minorities as genocide. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo made the statement Tuesday, referring to the Uyghurs and minority groups in Xinjiang. For years, the U.S. has criticized China's detention and re-education policies in Xinjiang, but has never designated it as genocide. Reports from non-government organizations, journalists, and former detainees have documented a wide-ranging campaign of repression against Uyghurs. The United Nations estimated at least 1 million Muslim Uyghurs are held in internment camps. Chinese officials describe them as vocational education centers for job training, rejecting any claim that authorities are engaged in human rights abuses. The Senate Finance Committee in the U.S. has begun its confirmation hearing for Treasury Secretary nominee Janet Yellen. Democrats and Republicans are squaring off immediately over how much support the economy, hammered during the pandemic, requires. Senator Ron Wyden of the state of Oregon spoke. He is scheduled to take over as chairman of the committee. He told Yellen that his top priority is avoiding the mistake made a decade ago when Congress withdrew support for the economy too soon after the housing crisis and delayed the recovery from the recession. Wyden said he hoped the Senate will be able to get Yellen's nomination approved as quickly as possible, given the challenges facing the nation. South Africa reports good and bad news in the coronavirus fight. The country is seeing a decline in confirmed cases. However, the new, more infectious strain continues to spread rapidly. The health minister said in the past week, the nation saw a 23% decline in confirmed cases. This could be attributed to many factors, including enhanced physical distancing facilitated by lockdowns. But the head of the nation's coronavirus task force says the recently detected, more infectious variant of the virus is spreading quickly in South Africa. Scientists haven't concluded that the new variant is more severe, and current data suggests it is not. Iraq's cabinet members voted unanimously on Tuesday to postpone this year's general elections. The election date of June 6th has now been pushed to October 10th. That's according to the state news agency, INA. The decision came after the country's electoral commission urged more time to organize the polls in order to conduct free and fair elections. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.